Last week, the Senate adopted a nearly $9.2 billion spending plan. But that drew objections from several House Republicans who said the package shorts certain priorities, ranging from funding for the new Child Welfare Agency to aid to public education. Despite that, House Speaker Andy Tobin put the plan up for a vote on Monday, even though he admitted he did not have firm commitments from the necessary 31 lawmakers to support the plan, with or without amendments to add funding. Tobin is defending that decision.
Sometimes you never have 31 in blood to go to a budget floor. Sometimes you just have to figure you're close. And there were some of those amendments that were out there. We weren't sure where our members were going to be at.
Meanwhile, there are closed-door negotiations involving not only the House leadership, but also some of those dissident GOP lawmakers to see if there's a meeting of the minds. Tobin said earlier this afternoon they're not quite there yet.
I do not have white smoke yet, but I may be just lucky to get some gray smoke.
For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.